At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Hello, welcome back. Whether you are watching on the YouTube channel or you're listening on the podcast, don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, share, all the things. In this video, I'm going to be talking about the law of assumption. I know in my last video, I talked about how you can manifest using the law of attraction, the law of assumption, and the law of vibration. These three laws are very, very, very powerful. And depending on what you're manifesting, how you're manifesting it, you may be activating one or more of these laws. So it's really important to make sure that you understand exactly what they are and how to use them in real life. So if you still aren't familiar with that, I recommend you go watch that video first and then come back to here. The law of assumption basically states that what you assume to be true is what will manifest for you. So when you're using the law of attraction, for example, you're focusing a lot on controlling your thoughts, saying affirmations, stating things, calling things into existence, using your voice, activating your voice to bring new opportunities, attract new things, new experiences into your life. The law of assumption is a little bit deeper than that. It's not so much focused on your daily thoughts and like all the thoughts that go through your head every day. It's mainly focused on what your deeper core beliefs are. So certain assumptions that you have, right? For example, if you have an assumption or a deep belief that you never win anything, no matter how hard you try, someone else always does it better, you're just not a winner, right? That is a common belief that a lot of people have. And so if you sign up for some kind of competition or you are trying to win a certain thing, and maybe you're using the law of attraction, you're affirming it, you did your vision board, you're journaling, you're scripting, you're doing all the manifesting techniques, but you don't work on shifting that core belief and that core assumption that you never win or you always win, you're not going to win. Do you understand? So if you don't have a belief that allows you to manifest a certain thing, it doesn't matter how much you affirm it. It doesn't matter how much you visualize it. It doesn't matter how much you're actively manifesting it. It's not going to happen if it contradicts the current belief that you have. So with that being said, I want to introduce a new manifesting technique that I've been using lately, and that is having your daily assumptions. So whatever it is that you're trying to manifest, instead of focusing all your energy on manifesting a certain specific thing or a certain outcome, you can start focusing your energy on truly embodying new upgraded assumptions, new core beliefs that then cover every other area. The reason that I've been wanting to do this new technique and the reason why I'm sharing it with you is because I think I got so caught up in manifesting specific things and I felt almost like I never was in the present moment, because any time at any place I was trying to visualize a thing that I wanted, manifest a certain outcome, say certain affirmations, and it's fun for a while, but then it gets kind of draining. Then what is supposed to raise your vibration is actually lowering your vibration. So I realized that I needed to use my energy a little bit more efficiently. And the way that I came up with that is to be able to say assumptions and affirm things that cover other areas of your life. So I'll give you some of the examples of my daily assumptions, and that is, everything always works out for me. I am more than enough. I do more than enough. I have more than enough. Whatever I speak manifests instantly. You see, that assumption is so, so powerful. Whatever I speak manifests instantly. So now I am working on programming an assumption or a belief that covers every single other area of my life. Because if I program and I now assume that everything that I speak into existence manifests automatically, then now I don't have to focus so much energy into manifesting each specific thing, because I already adopted the belief that everything I claim manifests. So start thinking about what your goals are, what your desires are, and start figuring out how you can create an assumption that then covers every single area. So if you're having issues with anxiety in your day-to-day, affirming something like everything always works out for me can be really, really useful, because now it sort of takes the stress from each situation because you have chosen to believe that everything always works out for you. So since everything always works out for you, you don't have to stress to get things done. You can relax even when things look like they may not be going your way, because you know that at the end of the day, everything always works out for you. So this is your reminder to be more intentional with what you are affirming and the assumptions that you're trying to adopt, and use ones that get you the most results for the smallest amount of investment. When it comes to saying affirmations, I love to have my assumptions list written out on paper. I also have it written on my phone so I can look at it anytime during the day. Anytime any stressful situations come up, anytime I feel like I'm not vibrating at a high vibration, maybe I see something on the news that gets me down, or any kind of situation happens where it just shakes my energy a little bit, I go look at my assumptions to remind myself what it is that I believe. Because even when we have beliefs or we have decided new beliefs for ourselves, it takes a while for those to really deeply penetrate. And so we have to remind ourselves what our beliefs are. That's why people love vision boards, right? Because you physically can see all the things that you're manifesting. And so whenever you feel discouraged, whenever you feel like it's not going your way, you look at the vision board and you tap into that energy right away. It's the same thing with having an assumptions list. You have it in your journal or you have it written on your phone. When you wake up in the morning, before you start consuming social media content, before you start consuming the news, before you start consuming all the different external garbage that is going to come in, the first thing you can do is review your assumptions, remind yourself who it is that you are, what it is that you believe in, the way that you choose to live your life, and then from there, throughout your day, just remind yourself as necessary. It gets to a point where you will just know, you will just have it so deeply ingrained, you won't have to reaffirm it all the time, it'll just be there. If you want to learn more about the law of assumption, I created a law of assumption workbook that will help you narrow down your goals and create mind movies for your goals. When you're creating mind movies, it's basically a visualization that you're going to loop according to whatever your desire is. This is just another way for you to activate that feeling and activate that vibration within you. If you would like to access that download, it's a part of the Magical Workbooks and Downloads. Aside from actively choosing new assumptions that are going to improve your life, you also want to make sure to clear out any assumptions that you have that are not helping you. So whatever area of your life maybe you're not satisfied with, go on a piece of paper and write down all of your beliefs around that topic. So if you are trying to improve your financial situation, then you're going to write out all of your beliefs and assumptions about money, earning money, careers, starting businesses, entrepreneurship, any assumptions you may have, whether you think it's like the most obvious thing, write it down, because then you're going to want to go through that list and discredit the ones that don't serve you. You don't want to have a belief that is not for your success. Remember, it's not necessarily about what's objectively true, it's about what beliefs are going to serve you and your success. This is not about being delusional. in the sense that you're going to be living your life like a crazy person. This is being delusional for your benefit, right? Certain times we need to have a certain degree of ignorance in order to be able to get things done. This doesn't mean that you're going to use this as an excuse to not inform yourself. Absolutely not. In order to have an assumption, you have to feel like it could be true. So you need to educate yourself, you need to do research, you need to keep learning until you can have faith in your belief. So whatever belief you want to live your life by, you have to confirm that for yourself. So if you haven't found evidence in your own life that this belief is true, look to others that have. Look at others as an example, use them as role models to help build your faith until you're able to do that for yourself in your own life. Again, all of these teachings about manifestation, assuming, law of attraction, being delusional, all of these things are here to help you. They are not an excuse for you to go around treating other people poorly. They are a way for you to live a better life so you can add more value to the world around you. This is all to make the world a better place. Don't use these teachings as an excuse to be selfish, rude, disrespectful, evil. This is to help you live your best life, and that way you can share the love, spread the positive energy so others can be inspired to do the same. A quick note when you're writing down your list of assumptions, make sure it all fits on a single sheet of paper. You don't want to be reading a whole booklet because then it's going to take longer to program the new beliefs into you. You want to have a very quick and easy list. I wouldn't have more than 10 or 11 written down just because it's a lot for your mind to handle. Also, I would make sure that they are kind of generally in the same topic. If you're trying to manifest a specific thing, if you're just trying to live your best life and you're kind of taking a preventative approach to this, like you just want to make sure that you keep living a good life, then have more general assumptions about how your life gets to be good, how everything works out for you, how you're so lucky. But if you're trying to manifest in a specific area of your life, then I would keep your assumptions list within that topic and approach that topic from different angles so that way you are able to penetrate your subconscious mind quick, fast, and easy. With that being said, feel free to go binge watch the rest of my videos. Go check out the manifestation playlist if you're interested in learning more about the law of attraction, law of assumption, law of vibration, and how you can use all of these things to manifest your best life. And with that being said, I'll see you in the next one. Bye. Love you. Mwah.